So what would you do if on a first date, the date went really well, you like the guy, he likes you, you can tell, and you're saying goodnight, and instead of giving you like a kiss or a hug, he gives you a fist bump.
A fist bump?
Yeah.
I would take that as, I do not want to go on another date with you. I just see you as a friend, and he probably, I'm wondering if he thought that date went poorly, if he's giving me a fist bump.
Right? It doesn't send a good message.
I mean, if anything, I mean, usually people get at least hugs, even if they're not that interested. So a fist bump has to say even more than that, you know?
So what would you say to him?
Oh, I'd probably never talk to him again.
You wouldn't say anything. You would just say goodnight and ignore his calls.
I mean, I wouldn't. If he called me, then I would answer them. But I would not expect that, seeing how he gave me a fist bump. I would assume that that's the last contact he's trying to make with me.
So if he called you again for another date, would you go out again?
I would. I would just be a little confused, probably, but maybe he was uncertain about the first. Maybe he likes to take things slow. I don't know. I'd give him another chance and see if, you know, maybe the next time he ups it up to maybe a hug, and then maybe the third day it's a kiss. I don't know. But I wouldn't not go on a date with him.
Okay, so you would go out with him again?
Yeah, why not?
Would you say anything to him, like at the end of the second date? Would you say anything about the fist bump, or it's just too soon?
Well, it depends if he gives me another fist bump at the end of the second date.
So then what would you do?
That's a good question. I'd probably feel like this isn't going anywhere. And at that point, I'd probably make myself less available to someone who's not going to give me fist bumps at the end of the night.
It's so weird, right? It just doesn't send a good message.
It does not. It sends that I am not interested in you. Let's not do this again.
So this actually happened to a woman that I know. She's now moving in with this guy. But on their first date, he fist bumped her. Like, she had her purse over her arm and her hand was kind of loosely in a fist, you know, and she was like saying goodnight. And they were kind of close, and he just fist bumped her to that arm, that hand that was holding her purse. And it wasn't a deal breaker. Like, she went out with him again, and then he moved away for a little while. And now he's moved back into town primarily because he missed her so much. And now they're going to move in together. But her brother has nicknamed him Fisty Bumpkins.
Well, I'm assuming they've moved forward from the fist bumping then.
They did. But I just think it's so funny because now they refer to him not by his name, but as Fisty Bumpkins.
I'm sure he enjoys that.
I know you are right about that. But just so you know, first date that ends awkwardly doesn't necessarily mean it isn't true love.